Blog Talk Radio.
Supreme absolute greetings of all the righteous in all the world. This is a Friday night, of course, on this mid-August day. Let's see. Got a little internet difficulty today, although the higher self still was determined to come out and teach tonight. So with no further ado, I'd like to bring about the supreme energy and frequency from within me, the all-powerful, all-great, mightiest, supreme mathematician, supreme scientist, the absolute God in our midst today, the Almighty Al-Sundara, and my divinest and supreme greetings of mathematical science, supreme absolute righteousness. Very interesting happening today. It appears I'm now receiving my internet, so that's pretty interesting. Where I want to really start right now threw me off a little bit because the scenario, although it's all fine and dandy. Stop the music, or the mantra, so I say. The wonderful surge of the magnificent forces today, and eternal more in this day and time. I think tonight the title was called Triple L's. You know, that letter L which has a lowercase sound. It's really something. You know, if you look at the nature of L, it's potentially a straight line or a straight road. Although at the end, it makes a turn. That's, of course, symbolic, like most things. We deal on signs and symbols. I have brought total bliss upon myself and within myself. I cannot be affected. I cannot be harmed. Even I did have a little B incident a few weeks ago. All I mean, what I mean by harm is anything that's going to stop me or prevent the higher self, whatever little lower self things goes, just a lesson I allow myself to learn and wise up on, whether if it's physical health, mental lack of information or knowledge or whatnot. I can permit certain things to take place within my lower self for learning purposes, just like I teach or allow you all to see things from whatever level that you can comprehend. It is the same scenario with me. Although any harm or anything, I'm not going to allow my body or my lower self, which is connected to me, I won't allow anything to be affecting it. Very moment in time, I am not only having this or all forces brought against me, although for the most part, I'm allowing it. I'm allowing it. And why I'm allowing it is to show you just how supreme and mighty I truly am. The higher self, the highest, I would say. This moment in time, I am permitting those things at the same time. You know, it's like when you're running or whatnot and you're surging for energy from within you and externally, meaning the oxygens or the atoms, and how you balance or utilize them both, which is your chi or your lungs or your stamina or whatnot, determine the degree of quality or the degree of performance in which you will receive. A lot of people are doing and saying different things. You know, Illuminati has a religious phenomenon in which they're working on right now. And they'll be bringing out Project Blue Beam also as well, on all the religious fanatics. You all, in a very short time, on a very few days, you're gonna wish. You're gonna wish for this math and science. This is now the season of the physical visualization of the benefits of math and science. All of you all who have religions and all that, you're going to wish you knew math and science. You're going to really wish that. And it's not that you were capable of learning, because that required a certain level of degree of spirituality, universality, and a higher mentality in order to clearly see math and science, which is the universe. Those who are religious, you will see yourself very soon in a world of hurt from deception. Also, you're going to see just how non-religious everything really is. But you have failed in a trap. A trap in a pit of hell where all fools go. Someone says, a song says, you were chasing fool's gold. You will be the fool, or the fool, the Joker card. So much I can really go into and communicate in this day and time. Although I'm just allowing what the highest self will to be shared and expressed. One second. Since I do have, I'm almost at this very moment totally without fear. Or I would say extremely and totally fearless. That's the confidence. You know, when one knows, or when one has a surety, fear is removed and doubt. Because fear and doubt goes hand in hand. This is the benefit of being in the know. I can't have these signs of just the wonderful power and just the expression of great power. Too long before we won't be having these classes, like I said. School is getting ready to be out. And it's going to be now time for the graduates to apply what they've learned or what they've acquired in school. Now time for that. So a few short days counter this out. Matter of fact, I'm not sure if you even gonna have internet, to be frank. You will still have some communication of things. Although other things that you've been used to and all these other different things, they won't have any more need, you know, going forward. So I wanted to express that also as well. Wow. The triple L's, love, life, and loyalty. Yeah, a lot of us are still trying to find out what exactly is love. You know, I think I have the most, I'm the, matter of fact, I have a new name now, the most loving. So I am that. The word love means to lower yourself or yield to another when you don't have to. I do that all the time. I might do things for individuals, for individuals, or with individuals, but I don't have to. Even the fact of myself allowing to be here at this moment in time. This is something I don't have to do, although I did it for the love or the yielding to others, even though I don't have to. That's absolute. So just like parents and other things that they do for their loved ones or their children when they don't have to do them, or that they do them anyway. That's the expression of love. And I am the most loving. I really am. I'm still expressing love at this point. I'm not upset with anyone, personally. There's some people that has to be shown or taught, or that are crying out to be shown and taught. And by me being a teacher on all levels, or any level, since I'm the supreme teacher, I have to teach. I must teach. Okay, now our thing is down a little bit, so if anyone has any comments or questions or whatnot, I might be able to see them, I might not. Although for the most part, I'm going to be doing most of the conducting at this time here to express these things that I've been compelled to share tonight in this short span of time. I will not be able to recollect or recognize anything that you are writing or texting or whatever. So you have to call into the queue. So with that being said, time tonight on this great topic of the triple L's, what it means, what is requirements. So we know on the love, now the life, love, life. life is things that you can only fulfill being right. Since we know the opposite of life is death, and the things that produce death or the attributes of death is negativity and wrong, which is the opposite of what you receive when you are in of the life on the right accord. To receive life, real life, on all levels, thinking right and exact, thinking of things of life, productivity, since that's what life is about. Life is about the productivity of creation to produce. Even if you are procreating, it is a productive or procreative system in which humanity or vehicles, it's like making cars, you would say. You know, if there's no cars made, then eventually you start back to walking or horses or whatever transportation that might be availed for you. So this is the same with vehicles or human bodies in which we gods need in order to travel or to produce here and give life. So transportation is necessary. The human body isn't necessarily a transportation, so to say, although it is how we change forms or transform energy. And that could be not just one's personal energy or fractional energy. It could be transmitted or transformed on all various levels, particularly this level, since thought is one of the most powerful energies ever known. What I do on a daily basis, more so when you don't hear or see me than you do. Transmitting that energy or that power resonates and brings life to where it can apply itself. And it impacts, very penetrating. Even if the person isn't in the cord, it impacts them, the psyche. Some haven't even been able to sleep at night from the resignation of my words or the truth that was told or given to them that was so raw, so uncut, that there were no shortcuts around it. It was either accept or reject. Receive it or leave it alone. And leaving alone, of course, was an option, alone, the worst option. Because if you know something, it's twice as harsh on you of knowing the truth and not applying it, then not knowing it at all and not applying it. Because you'll be able to see some things. At this moment, since I am free-spiriting knowledge and whatnot, although I have, since practically the entire world is my enemy, so in obvious numbers, I have way more enemies than friends. You know, I can count my enemies in masses, and I can count my friends by hand. So I have many enemies that are lurking and thinking that with my mercy and power to the righteous in which I seek or in search of, that they will get an escape or a way out of their destruction, which is a no-no. You know, I have even greater power, or even greater passion, I would say, for the destructive part than I do giving life. I really do. Now, at this level, then when I speak to a lot of you all who listen or who might join in or whatnot, you might witness me lowering my frequency to you, to commune with you. Because I'm a God that can sup with you and get in the mud with you and live your life amongst you. At the same time, be me. So depending on the degree, since I am all levels and all minds, depending on the degree of knowledge or intelligence or frequency, that's in essence what I step into. Which I expect nobody can, very few people can constantly communicate with me on this level. That's why I'm probably the most loneliest as far as people. Although with the truth, you're never lonely. It's always company to have the power, which is the absolute. So I'm just as passionate as I am to destroy you or the wicked as I am in giving life. I have both passions. Since I'm here for both things, to build and destroy. Because the most passionate thing with destroying is you getting rid of that which is not good or useful. And then you can rebuild again or build all over again what's useful and what's right. And build it in such that it can never fall or fail you. A lot of individuals, it's like last night, I just sat and listened and monitored. This is why, another reason why I'm allowing all forces to come at me at this time. I mean, individuals, certain forces, period, negative. Relationships, other things at this time. I'm allowing them to all give it all they got full force. But at the same time, the power that I have, I can alter. I am mastering on the art of altering you all's negativity or negative energy and allowing it to empower and serve me, to energize me, to push me or give me my next level of degree or frequency. That's what I'm allowing. So it's almost like family, brothers and sisters. You know, usually when it's more than one, the brother and sister and the family, they usually compel and push one family member to where he's challenged or she's challenged, as opposed to a single child who's the only child and he's never or she's never been challenged by her peers or her siblings. Very interesting. So, yeah, a lot of y'all love that little other little frequencies that you would like to see me consistently operate on. You all little nigger frequency, you know. Oh, that never works. Usually, I will naturally drive myself or naturally permit myself to be pushed away from such. It's almost like somebody is stink and you don't want to take a shower. You know, taking a shower will put you on a, you know, a higher hygiene level. But you think because you took a shower 5 days ago, so you're not, it doesn't interest you too much to smell good and feel good, you know, based on your hygiene and whatnot. You don't think it's all that important. You know. All what you are giving me is the closing reactionary keys to what we're getting ready to end pretty soon, which is wrong. You're giving me the last con games, the last negativities, the last lurking thoughts. You give me all you got. I'm allowing you. Although it not only don't have any little effect, it has no effect at all. None. Because it's almost like I know the lie or the negativity. It's so well telegraphed. Of course, it doesn't come from you. You may think it comes from you, although it comes from Satan or the devil, who is your teacher or your master. Everyone has a teacher. No one's not self-taught. No one teaches themselves English or religion. It's taught to them. Everything that you are looking, I don't care if you're looking on YouTube or Facebook, you're teaching yourself and you're learning what others are putting out there. Some of you are, I wouldn't say learning, you're allowing yourself to be given that information or imputed with that information, rather if it's misinformation or not. A lot of things you will all allow yourself because of your lazy thinking, because you don't have math and science, or you don't know how to add and subtract things to see if they have any validity or truth to it. So whatever sounds good to you or anything that doesn't give you the responsibility to think, so it's based on somebody else's research or someone, then it's really, informative to you. So this is the same thing with preachers. You know, the lazy thinking is the people or the congregation in the church who refuses to think for themselves. So you sit down for 2 hours and you listen at pastor, and you allow pastor or reverend, his mind or his theories and philosophies, because all preachers are very philosophical. So you allow him to employ his mind on you. And this separates the gods from those who aren't God. Everyone's not a god because you got skin and a potential based on your melatonin. Just like everybody's not the cream. The cream of the supreme are thinkers. We don't just accept because came with a lot of wordplay and it sound good, or based on it feels good to us. You know, like a lot of people that follow Dr. Kyle, you know, he makes them feel so good. He's dead now, but when he was alive, or actually they still follow him, you know, even though he's dead. You know, they listening to his videos and getting a kick out of, you know, how he talks about crackers and this and that. So if you're not a thinking person and saying, hey, this dude's talking about suicide. He talking about, you know, using guns against the people who manufacture guns. He's a goddamn fool. But you all are so caught up in the feel of it, you think he's saying something. You think, because it feels so good to you, that it's got to be the truth. I could just let go and just let Dr. Khaled just teach me and give me, and, you know, I ain't got no worries. You know, like they say in the church, they say, God's going to just work everything out. You know, the Lord's just going to work it out for me. They say that. Everything's going to work out. So that frees them from responsibility. They just put their hands up. They ain't got to do nothing. They just go sit on their lazy asses or their lazy behinds and don't have to do a thing. Because the Lord's going to work it out. The Lord's going to work it out. Well, that's what you do, listening and following all these philosophers out here that may sound good to you, although since you don't know how to think, you don't know how to filter what is and what's not. So you end up eating something you end up feeding yourself something that's going to later on affect you. So I'm open. I allow all of you all's negativity. So remember, I'm watching you. I'm studying you. I'm, you know, another name I should be called. Scrutinizer, you should call me. And the supreme studier, I'm constantly studying. That's what this day and time is about. If you don't study, you'll never know. Well, the word study means to look within. That's the only way you can study a thing or a person is you have to look within them. Not so much on the illusion that's before you. Although in order to study them, you have to study their mentality, study their actions, study the unspoken that are being communicated with you. So the best person you can study is yourself. Study yourself. Look within yourself to know you. If you know how to study yourself or know yourself, then you can apply that with others. Although the key idea is you can't do something externally until you have first mastered it internally or from within. Then you can go abroad and apply it. So I welcome all of y'all. Although the key idea, I hope everyone's listening. At the same time, I'm allowing all these negativities to come against me. The end result is they're all ending up to serve me when it's all over and done. They don't know that. Negative doesn't know that. Because it thinks it can defeat me. It thinks it can cheat me. It thinks that a lot of individuals that are perpetuating, so they don't even know it's negative. They think it's normal. They think it's right. A lot of them, because that's all they've been told or taught. It's almost like the great teacher telling Malcolm the dirty glass and the clean glass. If the people only see the filthy glass that's polluted, then they're going to accept that, or, you know, that's all they have. And I can see you all always a mile away. It's just so, it's amazing. It really is. Anyway, the key idea is on that a lot of people, they want to be whipped. A lot of people need to be whipped, and a lot of people will be whipped. And guess what? I'm doing a lot of the whooping. There's some people I'm tearing their ass up. I mean, extension cord whooping. Within their own life, I'm tearing them up. I'm down there tearing some skin off their ass. I mean, I'm whooping them so bad, they almost get the sniffs. You know, like after you've been crying, they get the sniffs and whatnot, and they ain't even cried. Very dangerous. Although, what would happen with these individuals, these people? I'm more than likely, eventually, I'm going to end up killing them. Eventually. They're just going to be more painful or not as quick. Although there's individuals, many individuals at this moment in time that I'm hurting really, really bad. And the interesting thing about it is you may call me and think I'm sadistic or whatever. The interesting thing is I'm enjoying it. It's giving me peace. It's giving me happiness. It really is. It's given me strength and empowerment. You all are being used and serving me, and you don't even know it. You're empowering me. You don't even know it. You think you're going to come take something from me. All you can do is serve me and give me. It's all you can do. Can't do nothing else. Try anything, you'll be hurt and crippled. And guess what? I'll be standing even taller. Promise you that. I can show you better than I can tell you. So I've seen it happen and take place many of times. It's not a first time thing for me. So you all make me happy anyway. And I have much love and appreciate that. I really do. I'm always open for power and empowerment. A real God or man, since we represent power and women gravitate to power, we thirst for that power. Thirsty. Even I have the astrological nature of power hungry. That means I always have an appetite for power. Always. Although what I do in my power, I'm generous with it. It's just like people that get rich or money or whatever. You know, some of them are selfish, but some people are generous. With my power, I'm generous. I'm constantly sharing it. On any level. Even people around me tell you how generous I am. On any, if it's not even spiritual, mental, physically, or materially. Extremely generous. I love to give. Giving is, to me, a gratitude or a thankfulness of receiving. You can't truly express or show your gratefulness for what you receive until you have given. Hopefully that makes sense. Let's see here. Wow, the lines are filled. Well, we have another, probably maybe 16 minutes or so. If anyone chooses to express anything or ask me questions or whatnot, you may do so. Just remember, you're speaking to the Supreme Mind. So make sure you keep it there. You might lower this mind. You know, if you really come here, you know, talking about hoes and pussy and money and other just little stuff. It's not that I can't commune on that. I can communicate on any and all levels. I don't give a shit if you're talking about sports. Although if that's all you're getting, then, or that's all you're asking for, that's all you're going to receive. You haven't taken the full advantage of what was before you. I take full advantage. Daily, nightly, etc. So, I'm still waiting on some of the other lines to unmute themselves. After they do, everyone on the line will be off of mute. And if you've been listening to the entirety of what I've been sharing this evening, hopefully that should raise some comments or questions. If they don't, then they don't. Although I will say I meant what I said and I said what I meant. You all think I'm authoritative, and I haven't even spoke with authority yet. I'm just speaking normally right now. Because it's not necessary to be pushing no weight around at this time unless there's an urgency of something and something needs to be done. Then you'll see some great authority come out. Other than two, then, I'm more like a brother. Sighs. Well, like I said, we got another before it's going to stop on everything. Probably another. Let's see, what time is this? Actually, I'll say another 20 minutes or so. So we just have that little bit of time left. I'm unsure at this point, since I know I have the knowledge of this here, that decreases my want for having a bunch of cheerleaders with pom-poms around me. You know, when I don't like that shit. Especially those men, so-called men. No man today should have some damn cheerleading pom-poms and a damn miniskirt. It's ridiculous. We have a lot of that. Since I was sharing with these, they're an RBG Negroes, is that a real man don't sit there and whine and complain about how another man ain't giving him this and that. That's homosexual. That's a punk. A real man would say, well, damn, if the white man or this man ain't gonna give me that, I need to get my own. That means he don't whine, he don't complain. And that's why the white boy respects real gods. Because we don't whine, we don't complain about him, what he's doing. We make it very clear and say we're not going to be able to achieve anything unless we do it for ourselves. If something needs to be done or we need employment or whatnot, we don't be have no picket signs talking about, you know, Whitey won't give us a job. We go and make a damn job, create a job. Use your talents and your skills. That's what we do. There's no reason today, no justification for any so-called man to be pom-pomming. No time for that. We need, the planet is sending a call out or an urgent need for men to build this planet right back to, or back into its natural state or original state. So if you can't do that, then you don't even need to be here on this planet. You know, you're worthless. You're not even worth being here. Just a waste of space. And soon, your elite devils and all them, they're going to be getting rid of you all. They're going to help get rid of the problem since they made it. Oh, let's see. Well, with that shared, I'm being told from within to go ahead and end this class session here. So, with that said, everyone enjoy your weekends and different things. This archive will be available. And make sure you study it. Even my enemies, which I mostly have out there, you all study this. It might frighten a couple of you all. Because you all know what I'm doing to you. Whip the skin off of you. Although, make sure you torment yourself and study this also as well. And whatever God you call on or whatever thing you into, if you into voodoo, whatever the hell you into, you better go get it and use it because I'm coming after you. Matter of fact, I encourage all of you all, whatever, because I know I am the power of powers. So when you are the power of powers, I encourage you all to challenge me. Anybody come and challenge me. How many people you know that's bold enough that calls you out like that? Even this little devil, Nubian man crazy or men crazy, because he's men crazy for, as a little homosexual there. Even men crazy, even he's finished. I told him all he had to do is shut his mouth coming over to my thing talking to me. All you did is expose yourself to me. If you just shut your mouth close, you know, somebody's over there speaking on you, and you being ignorant, not knowing who you're dealing with, who you're talking to, that was your loss. Now he can't find nobody hardly to pay him any mind. Signs again. Signs. All right, with that shared, supreme signs, timeless motion.